Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to the Davidson Hang podcast. I'm so excited to introduce to you one of the most powerful human beings I've ever met in my life, the infamous Marie Chaleureau. Thanks, Marie. Thanks for being here.
You're very kind. What an introduction. Hopefully I can measure up. Thank you for inviting me. I love you. I enjoy working with you. And it is really an honor to be here with you.
Aw, thank you. And for those of you who don't know Marie, we met through Landmark's Management and Leadership Program, which is a two-year program. And it's been transformative. Like just having you and Michael Pearson and Leah and all these amazing leaders in my life has helped me not only heal my relationship with my wife, but actually be able to be with people and be with sometimes what I perceive as like complaining or just circumstances, right? It was hard for me to be with that prior to doing this program. So thank you so much for providing that space.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you talk about what it was like before, and then like as you transform yourself, you find that those are not the most effective way of living life. You know, there are ways that we behave, ways of being that does not support us in living a life of the quality that we deserve. Before this program, what's interesting is I always did work with groups, one-on-one, two groups, you know, small groups and large groups. However, I never really identified the distinctions that I've been trained and developed on the team management leadership program, including team and teamwork. Operating at the level of causing breakthrough results through the distinctions of effective communications. So by nature, I've done that, absolutely. But when I start identifying the distinction consciously, and then I'm able to develop it, I'm able to magnify it, I'm able to expand on it, and therefore what shows up are bigger results. And leave people trained in a way that myself is replaced.
Yeah, that's perfect timing, right? Leaving a legacy, because I know that you're wrapping up your time here as the leader, and it's good, right? Because you've developed such a strong, all these leaders that have learned so much from you. I'm sure you feel that, you know, you're making such a huge difference in the world. And it's just crazy to see how much Wendy has transformed under your leadership. And it's hard to even, because we know how they are now, right? And sometimes we forget like how we were prior to this, right?
Yeah, like Dan is another person.
Oh my God, yeah. God. He's showing up so powerfully.
And everyone notices it. And the beauty of team is, as you see someone transforming, it becomes an inspiration to us all for what's possible for us as well, and what's possible for everyone else. Because we talk about transformation all the time, but what we take for granted is that it really exists. Mm. It really exists. And when it takes place, the quality of life is different. We happier, we more effective. We have more people around us, and you and I both know that each person around in our lives bring gifts, bring talents. So when we are creating team and teamwork together, we maximize our potentials, which impacts all the other people in our lives, you know? So the beauty of team is an experience where one's life becomes a quality that gets to be changed at the level of financially, romantically. How many times you hear people say, because of that person, I got a contract. You know, I know because of someone on team, Michael Pearson, I got a contract with Fordham University. Mm. You know, some people, I know that right now I just introduced this beautiful woman to a man, and my pride and joy would be 2 years from now, they get married. Aww. So yeah, so we cannot make it in this life alone. It's through team and teamwork that we get to maximize our potential and live a quality of life. So at Landmark, you meet extraordinary people, unbelievably big players in life, And more importantly, the humility of working together so that each and every person gets to have their dreams fulfilled through team and teamwork. And it takes work. It takes learning to trust people. It takes learning to communicate in a way that people are interested versus staying away from you. Because when we all come together, we all also bring our baggages together, so to speak. You know, so in the program, we learn to transform those baggages and transform them into infusion for effectiveness in life. So if I did not trust people, what if I decide to turn that into loving? In the loving, I can learn to trust. If I don't do team and teamwork because somebody's going to backstab me, why don't I develop my leadership so that in my leadership, people can start getting excited about being with me and become part of my team? So in that environment, I can develop my leadership through team and teamwork. So whatever the baggage was, what if I were to transform it and turn it into something positive that can allow all of us to move forward in life? So all that training is available at in the Team Management Leadership Program. It is one of the most beautiful programs I've ever been to because it's on the court about your life. And it's the only training where the participant creates it. So if you go to the seminar, there's a seminar leader leading. Right. If you go to the Introduction Leaders Program, you got somebody that is leading, actually causing it. But the team, everything comes from the team. How it goes comes from the team. The training itself is in the team. So you are on the court getting trained about real life in real time.
That's a great distinction you mentioned. Yeah, basically every other training, right? There's always other people that are managing it where this is self-generating. And that's, now that you mentioned it, that is pretty incredible to think about, that everything is just created.
There's no manual.
Yeah.
There's no manual. Besides that little packet you get from the beginning, what, 10, 15 pages that explain the words and the time we need, there's no manual. Every other program has a big manual.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But what you walk away with is you learn to create from nothing and to build from there, not just for the program, for your life. So I just want to share with you through team, I finally created a company. I have a real website and it needs to be updated. I have real offers. I have real programs. I have real people to work with. I have real contracts. I'm very, very excited. It's called Leader's Choice, which is a performance program that focuses on conscientious leadership, social responsibility, and giving back to the community. Who do you get to be to provide that in the world? And we operate from the core principles. We have a 3-month program where we also include one night classrooms. So we have the option of Tuesday night or Wednesday night. It's a 6-week program. And I cannot wait to unleash it. We are also working on different offers, including family training, diversity training, one-on-one small groups, executive training. And it's very exciting, very, very exciting. And all this got created inside the Team Management and Leadership Program.
Wow.
So this is my baby with my friends. So Leader's Choice is a product of the Team Management Leadership Program.
That's beautiful.
I think so too. We need to come up with a song. So if your viewers can come up with a song for my company, that would be great.
Yes. If you can think of a song, please reach out to us. That would be
Leader's Choice.
Yeah. I feel like with that, you definitely need like an anthem. You need like a pretty bad.
Yeah, I need an anthem. I like that. Yeah, I could see my flag going out. Our logo is the eagle. So I can see for what the ego represents, strength, power, vision. They could see as far as 3 kilometers. They could see that far, like their vision is very pristine, powerful physically, powerful state of mind. I know the animal doesn't have a state of mind like that, but they have their own brilliance, their own sense of brilliance. And also if you look at when the ego flies, the synchronicity of the disposition of the body is perfect. If you were to measure from wing to wing to the body, it's unbelievably extraordinary, which speaks to our excellence as human beings, our unleashing as human beings, our focus, whatever vision we may have. It's the embodiment of the potential of a human being.
I love it. Everything you do is very thoughtful. It's always the execution, the planning. That's what happens when you work with Marie. I feel like you're always thinking about better ways to do things, or how can it be more effective? Like, how can we be powerful, right? So you're always optimizing with everyone. Yeah.
You know, my relationship to a human being is unlimited potential. So everything that I do reflects that, reflects the service, reflects the person. Yeah. So I always do the best I can to operate at optimal level.
That's awesome.
Sorry, it's like that around this house.
No worries.
It's like that in this house. People calling, there's always something going on.
Yeah, that's what happens when you live a full life, right? There's always going to be people calling you. There's excitement. Never a boring day in your life, it sounds like.
I could never say no one ever loved me. I do have people in my life.
Aw.
Yeah.
Do you think about, like, legacy quite often?
What matters to me is justice. Okay, it's getting a little loud. Okay, got it. So now we have to share airtime, right?
No.
My passion, what matters to me is justice. So anything that doesn't support the human being at the level of dignity, respect, and love bothers me. So when I see injustice, you know, people getting killed by shot by cops, abuse, differential treatment, simply because of the colors of my skin or my gender, sexual preferences. Mm. My job is to transform that conversation. Mm. It's to transform that. So I have it that if I am my best and I provide my best, what will happen is people will say, wait a minute, hold on. Whatever.
Yeah, that's life, right?
She's not gonna listen to me. She's like, this is my house. Really? I thought we share the house. So I always said, if I am my best, I do my best. So when I meet all the people that I walk all across the spectrum in life, they will say, wait a minute, she's a Black woman, she's a woman, she's an immigrant, because you could hear my accent, I don't sound Bostonian. Whatever else they have in their mind, I don't know. They could say, wait a minute, she's not that bad. Maybe they're good people. Let me, wait a minute, there's another one like that in my office. They deserve a promotion. There's a kid like that on the train. He looks afraid. Let me support him. Mm-hmm. Like really bringing a certain level of awareness. And I believe in people, and I know we can do it. So I do the best that I can to provide quality service, quality interaction, even when we are having fun. Even in the fun, bring the integrity in it. That's what I'm looking for. So that people are left with this certain level of civic duty, social responsibility. You know, so you can imagine there's certain things I just don't do. I would love to do them, but I don't. Because of my social responsibility as my civic duty. So it's not just when I go voting, the way I eat, the way I talk, the way I interact, the way I write, the way I coach, the way I walk in the streets, you will never see me wearing certain things. Not because I don't want to, it doesn't serve to do that. So I take this level of conscientious leadership as a way of life. Mm. And so speaking of legacy, so if I meet a few friends that go, okay, why my friends love to laugh at me? You know how she is. She's not going to do certain things. You know how she is. And then you know what they say? Well, we won't do that either. If he makes her happy, we won't do that either. And then they go, oh, I see why you don't do that, you know? Mm-hmm. And so if that's a legacy called high performing in life, then you know what, Davidson? Let's have a good time playing with high performance. You know, that's how I see it. I've been on team since February. We had February quarter, June quarter. Welcome after June, the August quarter. This is November quarter.
Yeah.
Why not play high performing? Which is the way we live life, high quality. High social responsibility, high everything. Why not? That's how I see it.
I think what I always notice is your listening of others and how you listen to people is very powerful, right? I think sometimes people, we're our own worst critic, right? But in your listening, you see us as huge people, right? Whether it's our first quarter on team or whether we haven't done it in the past, but you're able to see sometimes things that people aren't even able to see in themselves.
Was that your experience of me when you first came to team? Marie's crazy. I just got here. What's the matter with everyone?
Well, I'm not gonna lie. You can be pretty intimidating, right? Like
because I'm demanding the best of you, right?
Right.
Demanding. But somehow I had it that you could. You were bigger than that. You were even bigger than my conversation. I'm like, where is he? Where is Davidson?
I remember I was like, oh man, she's calling me. I was like scared to pick up. but you get stuff done, right? We've gotten a lot of stuff done together.
Oh, we got a lot done and it was exciting. It was a lot of pressure. I'm like, Davidson, when are you going to get it? But I knew that you like that. You like that too. You like the power. You like the fire. I knew that you enjoy that. Because the people who didn't, they just don't call me back.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, it's funny that you listen to me that way because I wouldn't necessarily say I like that, right? But like you said, when you see something in someone, you challenge them to do something different, right? So that's what you did with me where I was like, oh man, I feel very uncomfortable. But I'm like, but it's good to be uncomfortable. That means that I'm growing. I'm expanding.
But David said, what happened 2-3 weeks later? You unleash.
Right.
Did you register like 7 people? You unleash powerfully.
Yeah.
And everyone was blown away. I'm like, yeah, it took him too long. I've been waiting for that.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for that. Where is he? And we couldn't get enough of you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, my friends, my family, everyone is just, my whole life is just completely different, completely transformed now.
You look different.
Yeah.
You look different. You look free. Wow. And yeah, you look like a little boy and you act like a man. So you know what it is? You feel like you came home to yourself. You feel at home with yourself, right?
I do. Yeah. Huh. Wow.
You know, David, team management leadership program is personal to me too, for some other reason. There's a group of us who study together and we're going to finish together. And, you know, like Nicole, Ron Nathanson, Chris Accardi, we studied together, we finished together. And I'm just happy that we all became team leaders, you know, and we're there to support each other and work with each other. The journey was incredible from the beginning till now. And I never felt so close. Meanwhile, we don't really meet physically. I never met Chris physically.
Crazy, right?
I never met Nicole physically. I never met Ron physically. You know, I never met these people. We know each other by Zoom or by phone. And yet you feel like you live a lifetime with them. Yeah. So many incredible, incredible things happened together. And I'm excited that everybody got transformed one way or the other. And leaders' trust got created. And some people didn't start with us and end with us, but they were part of the journey. You know, like Michael Hennessy, Michael Pearson, and Judy Tran, Amanda Chan, John Dewey's. It's extraordinary leaders. Francine, Nikki. These are people get up in the morning and they're up to big things. You know, I being in the journey with them is a blessing. Some of them have already left, like Bella. I used to call her Bella Stella. The beautiful Bella, Chelsea Moore, Patrick Struby. I mean, we work hard together to operate at a level of high performance, which is to cause team to be the best that they can be. And when I was chosen a team to team leader, I didn't want to be that. I got enrolled in being that. And I took it seriously. And it was an extraordinary 11 weeks. We met all the measures and the promise of 109, we registered 114. Everything across the board got taken care of. We missed powerful by one application. And we became number one of the top people in Team North America and start changing the culture of New York from not meeting the goals, marginally effective, to high performance. We don't settle for less. And if that could be a legacy, that high performing in life, it's feasible every quarter of life, every quarter of the year. Can you imagine that's how you and I operate? That every quarter of the year is a high performance quarter. Davidson, can you imagine what our summers look like, what our winters look like, what our fall? But you take it by quarter because each quarter has its own life. The fall has a different life than the summer. Can you imagine what your life could look like?
Wow.
Yeah, that's the legacy we're leaving on team. High performance, it's feasible for the entire year.
Wow. Well said. Yeah, I mean, just reflecting on, I think it's been eight and a half or 9 months since I've joined team. And it's hard to believe that, yeah, you're right. It's at least eight months of just more change, more transformation, hitting all my goals compared to what would normally take people 3 years to do that. I did it in eight, right? It's just, it's hard to comprehend that. And, you know, people are just like, yeah, whatever you're doing, man, it's, you know, tell me the secret.
It's working. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah, and it's beautiful because it's done with love and affinity. Not forcing things, not forcing ideas, but organically making the effort to change yourself to become a better person, not just for you, but for all people. For all people. And you know this, with that level of team, so much get done in 8 months than we could have done in 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also enjoying each other. Our fun and relatedness events, you know, all the different things we do together, putting trainings together. It's amazing how we all come together to create a new human being inside of us. You know, treasuring ourselves, treasuring the good things within ourselves. And then what shows up is a better person for all people. So that's what I'm about. Maybe that's why I talk the way I do. Maybe if you talk to a scientist, they will talk about something else. I'm all about the human maximizing their potential and living in this lifetime, in real time, an extraordinary life. That's who I am and that's what I'm about. That's what I talk about. That's how I live.
Amazing. And I'm curious, like, what made you, like, how did you first hear about Landmark in the first place?
Years ago. I was working with this woman. We were working for a company and there were a lot of breakdowns in the company, really nasty environment. She was German. She came to me and she says, Marie, I got something that is you. I want you to try it. At that time, I was only 28 years old. And I said to her, leave me alone. I went to college already. I'm done. I'm tired. She says, a different kind of education. I only knew of two kinds, academics or athletic education. I was an athlete, you know, racquetball, tennis, volleyball. I was good at that. So I trusted her and I went to an introduction. It was not Landmark, it was another company. And when I got there, there were about 500 people in the room. Everyone was happy. Everyone was excited. Everyone was hugging, loving, empowering each other. People were introducing their families. It was unbelievable. I'm like, it's not Christmas. It's not New Year's Eve. No one is drunk. I don't know who's doing drugs, but this is unreal.
Huh.
And I said, okay, I want to find out what's going on. The whole night was like that. Not like for that a show, people were putting on a show for 30 seconds. The entire night was totally enlightening. Yeah. And then I did the training. And guess what? The same thing happened to me now. I'm excited. I love life. And I want everyone to have it. And then in that moment, I remember noticing there was no gender, no socioeconomic status, no skin color, no nationality, nothing. We were all one, and we were all one human being. Wow. And I said to myself, I want the world to look like that. And I became on a mission. And then years later, I wanted to move. You know, you always need a refresher. I heard that you want to get results, you do Landmark. And then I went and I did Landmark. Since then, I have coached over 50,000 people, whether I am in Asia, Taiwan, Hong Kong, whether I'm in Vancouver, Canada, or the United States. Everybody shares the same value. Respect, love, excitement, abundance, the best for their children, and a great world to live in. And it's been an incredible, challenging, phenomenal ride that leads me to want to do more of it. And right now I'm looking forward to other things I've never done or other things I'm inspired to be, diversity training, family training, and then really causing a breakthrough in what's needed and wanted in the world. So what's next for me is Leader's Choice. And I'm excited about that. And I'm excited about the people who are working with me. Yeah. So that's what's up.
Wow. You're such an inspiration, Marie. I really want to acknowledge you for, 50,000 people. That's incredible, right? And then and the ripple effects that those 50,000 people have on the world, right? So
it's that's right.
Really millions, right? If you think about it. And man, that's a lot. To be with. And
I remember one time, David, I was in Taiwan. I was in a room of 4,000 people. It was wild. It was amazing. Yeah, I've been in different situations, different place, different time. 4,000 people. It was incredible. So it's been amazing.
Wow. Yeah, it's rare to meet people like you who dedicate their whole lives to service, right? You know, some people do it for 5 years, 10 years, 3 years, but you've really had a whole career, and it's not even over, right? There's still so much more.
Right.
So that's very courageous of you to just stand for everyone, for humanity, for equality, for empowerment, for women, for people of color. Wow. That's really incredible.
You look so young talking like that.
What do you mean?
I'm looking at you. I'm like, you look so young. You know, all of a sudden it feels like, wow, that's a lot of work. And then I'm looking at you. I'm like, you look so young. Let's enjoy your life. This is like a big job, you know?
Yeah. I'm very lucky. Right. Like you said, like doing this type of work earlier in my life, I feel like it's good. Right. I think I'm blessed that, you know, like, I mean, Skylar, for instance, is so young. Right.
I know. It's him too.
Yeah.
Came back for more.
Wow. Yeah. It's inspiring to see people start younger and younger every year. Cause I think I'm starting pretty young. And then when you have folks that start even younger, you're like, man, like that's just very powerful, in my opinion.
Yeah. And yet you're not any better than anyone who's ever done it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because you do meet people, they're like, wow. You know, they are so inspiring. You're not, this is where you learn that transformation is all about learning. It's transformative learning, not a means to an end. It's all ongoing, because I met people who never done this. And they are like mind blowing out of who they are in the world,
right.
You know? One time I was involved in a training, we had to do those up down courses where you climb up like a 20-foot pole, then you got a crossover. I look at that pole, I'm like, really? Do I need to do that to prove that I can break through my fear? Do I need to do that? You see, there are things you start really looking at. Is this necessary? But you know, the athletic people, they were climbing that pole, crossover, come back down. It was amazing. It took me a long time to do it. I got over it. I got over the wall. Let's put it this way. I was able to get over the wall. But at the end of the day, the beauty of it, it was all about creating trust, creating team. You know, like there's another exercise you do. You stand like top of like, I don't know, 20 feet tall wall. And then you, backward, you know, you got to fall and trust that they will catch you. Oof. I mean, as much as people love you, somebody might make a mistake, you know what I mean? Or someone that you didn't know, what are you to see? You got to let go of all these things. They're like, okay, I'm about to fall. Is everyone ready? And they're like, and they were like, fall already, you know? And so, you know, I've been in different situations. So I can really start developing myself. Because when you are in front of people and you're talking, they don't want to see your stuff. They want to hear the beautiful conversations, you know? So it's been fun too, by the way. So I've just shared with you. It's not all in a room talking and having a good time, but it also includes going out there in the real world and climb poles, walk across on a thread, and make sure things happen too. So I had those crazy moments and it was amazing.
Oh, yes. And if anyone else is interested, we are doing the Spartan race. So hit us up. I'm going to be excited. We have Manny, Don, Natasha. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And you don't have to do, you know, like when you get to be handsome and strong, like Don Cruz, who's doing like 20 obstacles. You can also be with Maria, do the 3 kilometers, maybe 2 obstacles. Because you don't want to be in a stretcher after the thing is done. You want to be alive. You want to be alive and in shape.
And no, then you'll be fine. You're gonna be able to do all of them. I think you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll follow you.
Yeah.
I'll follow you. I'll bring people with me.
So, well, thank you so much, Marie. I really enjoyed being with you always. You're a pleasure to be with, and you're just such a light for the world and just a stand for transformation. And I really appreciate, I'm so glad we met. I'm so happy and excited to see what the future lies for you and Leader's Choice. And I'll also post a link to your website and your social media as well.
Oh, you're very kind. I enjoy, it's my first podcast. Hopefully I'll do more effective. I don't know. But just to be with you, it's exciting. You're a great person. So I love you. I appreciate you. And I thank you so much for your time. And hopefully your viewers will find a song. We'll find a song for
you. Yes, message us if you can come up with a song. Thank you.
Thank you so much.